have one kum for the whole day. So if you say the Shabbos next to Yom Tov constitutes whatever is your tchum for the first day is going to be your tchum for the second day. But if we say that Shtei Kedushas, that's how we pass the Shabbos next to Yom Tov, Shtei Kedushas. So you can make a separate Erev Tchum for the first day and separate Erev Tchum for the second day. Why in the world should anybody in his right mind say that it's Kedusha Achra? Shabbos is Shabbos and Yom Tov is Yom Tov. What's the connection between Shabbos and Yom Tov? So there's a Meiri over here where the Meiri writes that this whole idea of Shabbos next to Yom Tov, the whole Machlokes HaTanoim, the whole thing is on a level of the Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, there is no such thing. It doesn't make any sense at all. There's no reason in the world that you should say Kedusha Achra. That's how the Meiri writes. However, there is a Gemara in Shabbos. When I wrote the Marma Kamis, I forgot to write the most important Marma. There is a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim at Mem Vav of the base. The Gemara discusses, how does it help to make an Erev Tavshilin, an Erev Yontav, when Yontav falls on a Friday, to permit people to cook on Yontav for Shabbos? There's a Malacha on Yontav. You're not allowed to do Malachas. And there's a Heterech on Nefesh. If you're cooking today, to eat today. But you're cooking today to eat tomorrow for Shabbos. Why is that Mutter? So there's machlokes Rabbi v'Rab Chizda. What is the Yisoy? So the answer is to make an Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin only exists on the level of the Rabbana, on the level of the Raisa. So why is it mutter to cook a Yontav for Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin? So Rab Chizda says that Tzorche Shabbos nasa b'Yontav. There's no problem. You're permitted to cook on Yontav for Shabbos. So Rashi comments on that Gemara. Why Tzorche Shabbos nasa b'Yontav? Because Kedusha Achas. And Rabbi disagrees, he doesn't believe in Tzorche Shabbos Nasa B'Yontav. He says a different heter. So that's called Echol Nefesh. Since theoretically you cooked all the food on Yontav, planning to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos, but theoretically you could have eaten all the food on Yontav. So Echol Nefesh doesn't need Kavanas HaGavra. On the level of the rice, it doesn't require Kavanas HaGavra to have in mind to eat it today. As long as the situation, the nature of the situation is such that theoretically the food could have been eaten by Yisraelim today on the first day, on Yontif, then it's called Echol Nefesh automatically. You don't need Kavanas HaGavra. And Rav Chizda disagrees. He says, no, Echol Nefesh does need Kavanas HaGavra. It doesn't become Mutta by itself. The reason why it's Mutta is because Tzorche Shabbos Nasa B'Yontif, and Rashi says Kedusha Achas. So some Achrenim say on that Rashi, that's a Mem Vav on the base of Sochim. So some Achrenim in the back of the Gemara say on the Rashi, he doesn't mean the Machlekes HaTaroi Kedusha Achas. Shtei Kedushas. We paskin Shtei Kedushas. The Gemara says over here, Dalal Rav, we paskin Shtei Kedushas. All of a sudden now it's Machlekes Rabbi Rav Chizda, where the whole Kedusha and Shtei Kedushas. It's a Melitza. Rashi just said a Melitza. I don't know what does it mean? I don't know, but it doesn't mean what it usually means. But the Ramban and the Mohammed there writes that Rashi meant Kedusha Achas. And Ramban says that's why we know that we paskin like Rabbi, because we paskin Shtei Kedushas. So therefore you can't say like Rav Chizda, you have no choice. You have to say that we hold from the din of Hoyl. If guests would come to eat, they would be able to eat up all the food that I cooked at Yontav, even though my kavanah was to save it for tomorrow. But theoretically the food could have been eaten up today, so it sets itself up automatically as Echol Nefesh. So you see from the Gemara there, the way the Ramban understood Rashi literally, that's the Machlekes Rabbi Rav Chizda, where the Kedusha Achas Shtei Kedushas. You see, number one, that the concept of Kedusha Achas exists on the level of the Reis. And number two, therefore, it works Bein Lahokal, Bein Lahachmer. The Meiri says on Argimar, the whole concept of Kedusha Achas doesn't make sense at all. The whole thing is only a Chumra that they invented with the Rabbanan. Never works Lakula, and it's only a Lahachmer. Whatever was Muktzah on the first day remains Muktzah on the second day, until the end of the second day. And whatever your Tchum is for the first day, you can't make a separate Erev Tchum for the second day. So you see from the Rashi's, the way the Ramban understood the Rashi, Muhammad and Pesachim understood the Rashi, that the concept of Kedusha Achas works on the level of the Raisa, if you hold like that, Rav Chizda holds like that, and therefore works Bein L'Hokal, Bein L'Hachma, works even L'Hokal. So what in the world is it all about? Why should anybody in his right mind say Kedusha Achas? The theory is not right. Why should you say Kedusha Achas? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following. I think I must have started it last week, 2 weeks ago, whenever. The Rambam has in the end of Hilchas Erev, in the last page, Perek Ches Halacha Yud, he says, Yeroi Li Achidush, that if you have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, so he said, Bizman Hazeh, you never have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, because we rig the calendar in such a way that the Mishur Yarkai, Mishur Mesaya, you don't bury Mesim not on Yom Kippur, not on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, Yiberi Mesama, Yom Tov Rishon Hodei, Amamim, Yom Tov Shein Hodei Yisrael. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, you never Yiberi Mesam at all. And then if you have Yom Kippur before Shabbos, Yom Kippur is going to be on Friday, then it's going to come Shabbos, you're not going to have any fresh yirokas, he won't have any fresh vegetables to eat, because you can't pluck off on Yom Kippur, you can't pluck off on Shabbos. So we never want to have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, Mishum Yarkaya, Mishum Eisaya. That's how the Gemara says. So the Rambam writes that this consideration, Yarkaya Messiah, that Lo Adu Rosh, Lo Adu Badu Pesach, these considerations are only Bizman Azeh, that we have the whole calendar is rigged. With Mekadosh Al Pi HaCheshbon, so they made a whole Cheshbon. But when you Bizman Chikich Al Pi HaRiya, there's a big discussion. So the Rambam thinks that this consideration was not taken into, they didn't consider this, and you theoretically could have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur. Mishnah and Masech Shabbos talks about it. When Shabbos is next to Yom Kippur, can you set the beds on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Can you set the beds for Yom Kippur for Shabbos? So the Mishnah talks about such a possibility of Shabbos next to Yom Kippur. So the Rambam writes, when you have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, you really that the din is that it is Kedusha Achas. So the Magen Mishnah says it's a wonderful svara, because the only reason why Yom Tov and Shabbos be Paschal is not Kedusha Achas, because the Kedushas are different, because they said they can't blend in to be one, because on Yom Tov there's a Heterech on Nevesh, and Shabbos is not Heterech on Nevesh. But Shabbos Yom Kippur, all the dinim are exactly the same. Not exactly the same. On Shabbos you don't fast, on Yom Kippur you do fast. On Shabbos there's a Chiyuv Skila, on Yom Kippur it's just an Iser Kares if you do Malacha, not a Chiyuv Skila. But the Issa Malacha is the same, so therefore the Rambam thinks that Shabbos and Yom Kippur blend in together. So it's a Chiddush that what the Rambam is saying is, Meikar Adin Adin Shir Adin should always say Kedusha Achas. But Shabbos next to Yom Tov, that's a Machloikas, and we pass since it doesn't make sense. That's why you don't say it. But if it would have been possible to say Kedusha Achas, we would have said Kedusha Achas. But what can we do? We can't, because Shabbos and Yom Tov are so different, so they can't blend in to be one Kedusha. Why in the world should you say that Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, since it's possible, so you do say Kedusha? That's where Rav Soloveitchik gave the whole Hesber. I started last week, so I mentioned that there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Maharam Rutmerg, his Rebbe. Maharam Rutmerg quoted a Gemara towards the beginning of Yomis and the Lamets, that a Kotten Shehigdel Be'emtza Shabbos, a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos, is obligated to observe the second half of Shabbos Min HaTorah. So he's bothered with this, why should it be so? But B'tchilas HaYom of Shabbos, he was a Kotman. So hey, when did he become a Chuyav? So it's a Raya that B'tchilas HaYom of Shabbos is Mechayv the Kotman, Liki Sheyagdol. A whole fancy pshat. And the Rosh says, it's not fair, Emeshiv in Asari Laham. So I'm going to pick a fight with the lion is dead. Already the Rebbe is dead, he can't answer back. If the Rebbe would be alive, he would rip me to pieces. But I don't understand, he writes what the Rebbe said. What's the problem? Why the Kotan has to observe the second half of Shabbos? He's Bar Mitzvah now. Every moment of Shabbos has Kedusha Sayyam. It's Mechayev in Shvisa and Melochi. Now, of course, you're not allowed to do Melochi. So it seems to be a fundamental machloikis between Maharam Rutman and the Rosh. What's the Mechayev of Shmir Shabbos? The Rosh holds every moment of Shabbos has Kedusha Sayyam. And every moment is Mechayev in observance of Shabbos. And the Maharam Rutman holds that the Ben Hashmoshes of Tchil Shabbos is Mechayev. He's a Malacha, so that's why he saw a problem. If the child was a Kotten B'Tchilus HaYom, so the Bein HaShmoshes of Tchilus Shabbos was not Mechayiv him, so how come he comes Mechayiv in the middle of Shabbos? So he says, the Bein HaShmoshes is Mechayiv him Avu L'Achazman. And it's not a problem, because Ein Dicha Yetzal Mitzvahs. He introduces that expression, Ein Dicha Yetzal Mitzvahs. So I mentioned this time that the Kozhek Lava Goyen, he was killed by the Nazis. He himself learned by the Avnei Nezer. So he quotes in his Tshuva Sefer in Eretz Tzvi that this was machlokes between the Sochatshover Rebbe, that was his Rebbe Avnei Nezer, and the Chechanover Rebbe. The Chechanover Rebbe held that every moment of Shabbos has Kedusha Sayyam and Asas B'Mlocha. The Sochatshover Rebbe held that the Ben Hashmashes of Tchilos on Shabbos Asas B'Mlocha for the whole Shabbos. And then he points out, the Kozhek Lava points out that this is the machlokes between the Rosh and the Maharam Rutenberg. Rav Soloveitchik didn't mention the Avnei Nezer with the Chechanover Rebbe. When he learned Hilchos Avelis, he spoke about that Rosh. The Rosh is the very end of Moed Kotten, Simit Tzadik Vav, when he has his Machlokes. Rav Soloveitchik assumed like the Avnei Nezer that the Tchilas Hayom of Shabbos Asas ben Malacha for the whole Shabbos, and he understood that called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there. I said Tikkun, that the din of Migdus Katzada Ben Hashmashes is Katzada Kol Yom is based on this assumption that the Ben Hashmashes is the Oser, so whatever was Muktzah B'Tchilas Hayayim, even though the Sibas HaKzah went away in the middle of Shabbos is no longer Muktzah, but Tchilas Hayayim is Kaveh, because Tchilas Hayayim is the Oser. So he understood, if you have 2 days back to back of Kedushas Hayayim where the Oser is the same, there's no Heterach HaNevesh, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur. So what are you going to say? The Ben Hashmashes of Tchilas Hayayim is Oiser. So let it be also the Olivor. The answer is no. The Ben Hashmashes of Sof Hayom is Amatir. Every week, every Shabbos, every Yom Tov. So the Ben Hashmashes of Tchilas Hayayim is Oiser. Ben Hashmashes of Sof Hayom is Matir. So if you have 2 days next to each other, does it make sense to say Ben Hashmashes of Sof Hayom is Matir? Then the Ben Hashmashes, the same Ben Hashmashes is Tchilas Hayayim of the second day. So that's an Oiser. So what do you have to go through that? So just say the Tchilas Hayayim, the Ben Hashmashes of the first day is Oiser. Ben Hashmashes of the second day, you don't need it to Asa. The Iser is already here from the first day. Just say the Ben Hashmashes of Sof Hayom Arishon is not a Matir. And the Mela, the Ben Hashmashes of the first day will be Oiser for the second day. So that's what the Gemara calls Kedusha Achas. Rashi calls it Yom Arichta. Rashi has that Lashon. Gemara doesn't call Yom Arichta. The observation can say, why such a Melitza? Why is it Yom Arichta? Why? The sun sets and the sun rises. Why does Rashi call it Yom Arichta? It's not one long day. That's 48 hours. He said, what's the difference between one day and the other? The difference is Ben Hashmashes in between. So over here, if you hold Kedusha Achas, means that the Ben Hashmashes in between the first day and the second day is not an Oser for the second day. Halachically, there was no Ben Hashmashes. If there's no Ben Hashmashes, then it's one day. The difference between one day is the Ben Hashmashes in between. But here, Alpidin, the Ben Hashmashes is irrelevant. The sun sets, okay, it's Ben Hashmashes for doing a bris balayla, okay, it's Ben Hashmashes for other things, but it's not Ben Hashmashes for Isa Malacha. The Oser was the first Ben Hashmashes of the first day. So that's what Rashi calls the Melitza, that it's Yom Arichta, because he didn't need the Ben Hashmashes in between to Asa the second day, because Ben Hashmashes the first day Asa for both days. So that's what the Rambam writes. If you have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, and they're both on the level of their eyes, and they both have no heterech on nefesh. And it's nitan lehiyom, it's shaykh to say, Kedusha Achas, and then everyone agrees that there never would be a machlokes hatalam, everybody would agree that Kedusha Achas. When is there a machlokes? The Shabbos next to Yom Tov. Why all of a sudden there? Why is the machlokes now? Because the Magid Mishnah says there, why? Because on Shabbos there's no heterech on nefesh, and on Yom Tov there is. So what does that mean? So on Shabbos you're not permitted to do malacha, but we have certain kulas. You have, for the sake of Pekuach Nefesh, Pekuach Nefesh Matir and Kolatar Kula. What else are you Matir? So we're Matir Korban Tzibur. Korban Tzibur is Korban Shezman Kavua, is Decha Shabbos. Fine. Bris Milah Mizman is Decha Shabbos. What else? The Eidim to go for Kiddush HaChedush, the Din is Menatar, it's Decha Shabbos. The Eidim are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to go to notify the Bezin that they sold the Levon. Okay. So you have a whole bunch of Kulas. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Pekuach Nefesh and for Korban Shezman Kavua, and for Bris Milah Bizmano, and for Eidus HaChedesh, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So what do you say? On Yom Tov, you have all of the above heterim, plus another heter, Oichal Nefesh, not a heter. But in principle, the Yisra Malach on Yom Tov is basically the same as Shabbos, but you just have another heter. In addition to the first five heterim, you have another heter of Oichal Nefesh. Or do you say, no, maybe the whole Yisra Malach is totally different. That's the Ramban HaChumash has such a fantastic Chedesh. Ramban says, if you look in the Chumash, on Shabbos it said there's an Isa Malacha. On Yom Tov it doesn't say Isa Malacha. It says, Kol Malacha Sabayda Lo Isa. So what's called Malacha Sabayda? It says the Malacha that the Avadim do. The Balabasta cooks in the kitchen. She doesn't plant the trees. The husband gets the Goyim to plant the trees. The husband gets the Avadim to plant the trees. She doesn't harvest. If she's interested in preparing the food, she goes and she plucks the fruits. Now, no, someone else plucks the fruit. She does the work in the house. If they're interested in eating fish for supper, so the Balabasta goes fishing now. The husband goes fishing today. He doesn't go fishing today. You fish some other time. You fish in advance. You don't fish the last minute. Shechting, in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have refrigeration. So when they were interested in eating flesh, they would shecht that day. If it's Shabbos, you can't. You have no choice. You can't shecht and you can't cook it. So you have no brera. You have to shecht and you have to cook it on Erev Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, since there is a heterech on nefesh, so it's derech asuda, it's normal that you should shecht the behemah, you should salt it and cook it and eat it today on Yom Tov. The Shagzari has a discussion, is it still permissible to shech behemis bizman hazeh? What's the shayla? He didn't have a refrigerator. He didn't have an electric refrigerator. So what's his shayla? He raised a shayla. Rob behemis ksheiris was bizman hagemar. Most of the time, a behemu would turn out to be kosher. So he permitted to shech dan yonta because the likelihood is that it's going to turn out it won't be a trefa. But bizman hazeh, we are not such bikim in sirches, we're not such bikim in all the trefas. So a lot of times we ask our behemah misofik. So we ask many more behemahs than we should really be asking. We're machmer more. So he raised the possibility, maybe it's not right to be mata shchita bizman hazeh because it's going to come out that we're going. It's a high percentage. It's still less than 50%. It's going to be a high percentage that we're going to asker. So maybe it's not so clear that it's going to be a heterech nevish. That's what the Shagzari has a deal. But bizman hazeh, there's a more serious deal, not because such a high percentage. Even if the husband is a sheikhe, the husband never shechts when the wife is interested on a regular Thursday afternoon. She wants to serve chicken for supper. They'll ask her husband, is a sheikh, please shecht me a chicken. Nobody shechts a chicken. Even if you have chickens running around, you shecht the chicken way in advance and you salt it and you put it in the freezer. Nobody shechts when they're holding, like nobody goes fishing. If you want to eat fish for supper, you don't go fishing today. Someone had to catch the fish on some previous occasion. May not catch a fish now. So the same thing, nobody today in Israel, nobody shechts the chickens today, even if the husband is shechet, doesn't shecht. So maybe today it wouldn't be mutter, maybe it would be called malecha savoida. The Ramban says on Yontif, you're not allowed to do malecha savoida, but malocha you're allowed to do. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any malocha. On Shabbos, what are you allowed to do? Let's say borer. So you're not allowed to do borer, it's one of the 39 malochas, but if you borer, echam mitech psodos, miyad biyad, then it's mutter. So why is it mutter? So it's a big machlekes harishayim. What's the bir hadova? Why should it be mutter? So many assume because it's derech achila. Derech achila is by definition, it's not called a malacha. That's the way you eat. That's why people, you eat a watermelon. What do you want? You should swallow the pits also. He's eating fish. What do you want? You should swallow the bones also. So there's certain things that's called derech achila. It's not called derech malacha. So just like on Shabbos, whatever is derech achila, and then some rishonim say that just like derech achila is mutter by borer, so too it's mutter by tochein. Let's say you're cutting up your steak on Shabbos, you have to be careful not to cut it in too small a piece. So we're machmir that, yes. Some rishonim say, what do you mean? Whatever is royal achila, so that's derech achila. So by definition, it's not derech malacha, it's derech achila. Several other malachas possibly say whenever it's derech achila, it's not called the malacha at all. So on Yontav, that's how the Ramban says on Yontav, whatever, not only derech achila is mutter, whatever other rishonim give a different pshat. Why yochem tefsel is miyad biyad is mutter? Because the lashon haGemara there is only bara leoitzer is awesome, and that by definition that's not called bara leoitzer. Whenever you do brera, it's always called bara leoitzer. But if it's miyad biyad yochem tefsel, it's not called bara leoitzer. Okay, but half of the Rishayim learned that it's mutter because whatever is derech achila is not called malacha. So here on Yontav, the Ramban holds the Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph, quoted from the Yerushalmi, the end of the long Tosfos, the Mamaschah, Gzeir Shami Ala Vitlosh. The Tosfos on the very end, quotes the Yerushalmi that the Hetrech never is only Melisha Viev. Kaidim Melisha, it's us. So that's a big machlekes of Rishayim. That Yalfusa is based on Smuchim. That you have Ushmartam Samatzis is right next to the Pasuk, right next to the Pasuk of Achash Yachal Chonav Shulabadi Yosalachem. So the Gemara has in the beginning of Yevamah Samachlokes Hataraim, do you darshan smuchim or not? If you have two dinim in the same Pasuk, that's called a Hekesh. So everybody agrees that you darshan Hekesh. If you have smuchim, one Pasuk next to the other, so if it's in Chumash Dvarim, so that the Gemara says there in the Sugi in Yevamah, we do darshan. You have many, many famous halachas that are based on smuchim. But if you have smuchim in the other chamishuchim sheter, this is in chumish mos, heterech nefesh is in a pasuk right next to the other pasuk of shmartim samatzis. So the darshan smuchim and kol ha-tarkula. So usually they say, you don't darshan smuchim, only a mishnah tar. So that's a big machlekes in Rishayim, and a machlekes in Dinu Shulchan Aruch, whether this restriction that Melisha v'yelach, koidim Melisha, there's no heterach navish, is this min ha-term of the Rabban. So this is basically the machlekes, the Ramban and the Ran. The Ran, on the beginning of Perek Ein Sod, the Ran quotes the Ramban from the Malchamas. Malchamas explains what he says. The Ran says, I don't know what in the world the rabbi is talking about. I think the whole restriction, Melisha v'yelach, is only a chumer mid the Rabban. It doesn't make sense on the level of the rest. But the Ramban explains why it makes sense. The Ramban HaChumash has it. The Ramban HaChumash explains it, the difference between Malacha and Malacha Savoida. He says, on Shabbos, there's an Isa Malacha. On Yom Tov, there is no Isa Malacha in the first place. The Heter Echel Nefesh is not another Heter. It's not that you have a Heter Pikoch Nefesh, and you have a Heter Edis HaChodesh, and you have a Heter Korban Shizmanah Kavon, and you have a Heter Bila Bizmanah. Not noch a Heter. The whole basis of the Yisr is different. The Heter Echel Nefesh, because there never was an Isa Malacha on Yom Tov. It's only Malacha Savoida. Malacha Savoida means the Malachas that are done normally by the Avadim. But the Malachas that are done on the table, in the kitchen, on the table, Derech Suda, that's not called Malacha Zavodah, that's a Malacha, but Malacha was never Neser on Yom Tov. So according to the Ramban, this is exactly the Machloikas HaTanoim and the Machloikas Rabbah V'Rav Chisda, where the Shabbos next to Yom Tov is Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushas. Is it correct, this word, that the Ramban was Madaik from the Chumash, and on Shabbos it's an Isa Malacha, and Yom Tov is Nisa Malacha Zavodah? So it can't blend into be Kedusha Achas, a totally different Isur. It's not just that you have another Heter. So if you can't say Kedushas, you have no Brera, you have to say Kedushas. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, they both have the same thing. They both don't have a Heter Echol Nefesh. But Shabbos and Yom Tov are totally different. And the other Mandamer and the Tanoim and the other Amoira is of the opinion, no, even Shabbos and Yom Tov can also blend in together, because on Yom Tov it's an Isa Malacha, and with another Heter, there's a Heter Echol Nefesh. So that's what the Ran Tainas, I don't understand the Ramban. How can he say that the Ramban thinks that to grind up wheat to make flour is a malacha deraisa on Yom Tov? If the Balabast is interested in baking cake or baking challahs on Yom Tov, in the middle of the week, today's Thursday, middle of the week, the Balabast is interested in baking cake, so she's going to start grinding the flour to make, grinding the grain to make flour. That's a malacha that the Avadim do. You have a sack of flour in the house that you always prepare in advance. You don't do that when you're interested in making the cake or the cookie. You do the Elisha. So the Ramban can see a difference between Tochein Chitim, to make flour, that'll be an Isa deraisa on Yom Tov, as opposed to one who's going to do Tchina by Besomim, that'll be Heter Gomer. That'll be Mutar L'gam, because that's normally done in the middle of the meal. You do it, they have all the fancy restaurants, they give you a soup, and they give you a little thing to grind the spices and to mix them into the soup while the soup bowl is on the table. So that's what the Ramban says, that's Heter Gomer, and that's an Isa Deraisa. The Ramban says, what in the world is he talking about? How can it be? A Tochen is sometimes an Isa Deraisa, sometimes Heter Gomer. So the answer is, the Ramban himself explained it. The Ramban HaChumash explained it. Ramban HaMechamas also explained it. He didn't explain it as well as he explained it on Chumash. That's why the Ran says, I don't know what in the world the rabbi is talking about. But that's a fundamental machlokes over here. If it lends itself to say Kedusha Achas, then you should always say Kedusha Achas, like on Shabbos next to Yom Kippur. Because the whole word of Kedusha Achas, not like the Miri, that it never makes sense, the whole concept is only a Chumar Midirabbanan. No. Rashi in Psochim Amem Vav says Kedusha Achas even Lahakel. So you see a concept that exists on the level of Daraisa. And the word is based on the assumption, like the Maharam Rutmerg in the end of Ma'id Kotn with the Avnei Nezer, that the Bein Hashmoshes of Tchilas Hayayim is the Oyser. So why should you say you need another Bein Hashmoshes of the second day to be Oyser? Bein Hashmoshes of the first day is Oyser, and the Bein Hashmoshes of Sof Hayom is not Matir. So he left with the Yisr from the first day for the second day. The Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, they all agreed that you say Kedush Shachas because it lends itself. The Shabbos next to Yom Tov is Machlokes. Does it lend itself or not? The wheat paskan does not lend itself, like the Ramban, that we understand. Then on Amid Beis, and Dalan Amid Beis, the Gemara has a machlokes amaroim, what's the story with 2 days Yom Tov? The first day Yom Tov is the Raisa, the second Yom Tov is the Rabban. Does it the say Kedusha Achas or the say Shtei Kedushas? What does that depend on? So Rashi has a very original interpretation. If you look in the Burim of Rashi and Dalan Amid Beis, Rashi has a very fascinating comment. The Pashtus is, we usually assume, that until the days of Abai Barova, they did Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Hariyah. Then during their lifetime, they lived in Bavel, they didn't do Kiddush HaChodesh. Their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael did Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Hariyah. During their lifetime, that's when Hillel HaShani set up the whole system of the Luach, Kavua, like we have it today. So the Pashtus is that in earlier generations, there was a real Sveka Deraisa. You really didn't know when, which day was Yom Tov, first day, second day. And then Mikan Ve'elach, the Gemara says, when they fix the calendar, Vahashta Yadin on here on Dalal and Beis. Now Vahashta is man as after the days of Abai Barov, the Adina Bikriya the Archa, my time Abdina Chayyam and Mar says, Mushum the Shah Mitam, they sent a message from over there, from Eretz Yisrael, Yizar Bemidig Abasechem Yadech. So that's a famous machlekes in Sukkah and Daphne Dalal and Beis, I think. Machlekes the Tosfos and Iran. So Tosfos there discusses when you recite Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh, that's a Gemara in Titus that it's only a minig. Medina, you're not mechuyev to say, not the Menatar, not the Rabban, you're not mechuyev to say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. It's only a minig. And Rav Ikla LeBavel, Rav was a mature adult, he learned by Rav Yudah Nasi, he got smicha. When he came to Bavel, he never heard of that there was such a minig to recite Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh. He came to Shula, and the Chazam is saying Chatzi Halal. So he said, there they go again, they don't know anything. That's the reason why he left Eretz Yisrael. He and Shmuel both left Eretz Yisrael to teach Torah in Chutz Lartz. They didn't know the laws of Basa B'cholab. They didn't know Hilchus Shabbos. They didn't know Hilchus Nida. They didn't know anything. So he thought, there they don't know anything. They're saying Halalam, Shchedesh. The Gemara says, Sovalav Sekinu. He was going to walk up to the Chazan and tell him, and make him stop. You don't say Halalam, Shchedesh. By the time he got to the Chazan, so he skipped a section of Halal, and he only said B'diluk. He said Chatzi Halal. Oh, so the one kasha for him for the other. He realized it's only a minig. They themselves know that they're not mechuyev to say, oh, it's only a minig. And that's why you say chatzi hal. That's what motivates the Rambam to say the chatzi hal that we recite on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Chol HaMoed Sukkot is to say halal shalom every day, all the 8 days of Sukkot. 9 days of Sukkot, Turish Min HaTzeres and Chaster, but the last days of Pesach, only the first 2 days you say halal shalom. The rest of Pesach is say chal sehal. So the Rambam understands, based on that Gemara in Titus, the end of Titus, that whenever you say chal sehal, it's an indication that it's only a minig. It's not at all medina. And there the Magen Mishneh, when the Rambam writes that in Hilchas Chanukah, when he quotes all the dinim of halal, so the Magen Mishneh quotes that the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, he thinks that true. The Gemara says in Titus chal sehal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig, but chal sehal on Chol HaMoed Pesach, that's a takana de Rabban. But the Rambam thought, whenever you say Chatzi Halal, that's what the Gemara says. The Dalga Diluga is a simit that it's only a minhag. So we usually, so Tosis says, since the Loshan Gemara, Hashti Yadin, we clear the Yarch after the days of Abai Verovah, we have a Luach Kavua, so there's no Sveka Diyam anymore. So why do we still observe Yom Tushen? The Gemara said, because they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael, Shoch Mitam, Yizor B'minig Abaseich Midech. So since the Gemara used the Loshan Minik, so this leads the Tosis to believe that the observance of Yom Tosheni today is only a minute. And we say bracha al achilas matzah, we say bracha al atilas lulav is not a raya, as we say bracha all of Chol HaMoed also. Let's say al achilas morer and say kiddush on the second night. So it's a raya that you do recite brachas even when you're just fulfilling a minute. That's Tosis haichoch. And the Yom Tosheni is a minute. So you see that you say bracha shigirishan mesos of tzimano, so who are they nami on the minute of chatzihal? And the Ran takes issue with Tosis, and he says, even though the Gemara quotes the letter, the message that he sent Mazar, the minig, Abaseich Medech, doesn't mean that it's a minig. The word minig means the practice. It doesn't mean we have dinim deraisa, dinim derabanan minhagim. It doesn't mean minig. It means you should still follow the practice of your ancestors to observe Yom Tov Sheni. Because with the power vested in us as Rabbanim, we're making a takana of Yom Tov Sheni. So the Ran disagrees with Tosis. He says Yom Tov Sheni is not a minig, Yom Tov Sheni is a takana of the Rabban. That's a machlekes erishayim. So usually we assume that until the days of Ayi Barov is a real sveika deraisa, whether the first ayantav or the second ayantav. So the Netziv in his commentary on Chumash and Parshas and more, you have all the dinim, but all the yamatayim. So the Netziv said that's not true. He says it was never a real sveika deraisa. They never used to fast 2 days Yom Kippur. If it's a real sveika deraisa l'chumer, okay, so a lot of people, it'll be a suffix sakana. So tell them not to do malacha at least, not to do malacha on Yom Tov Sheni. And whoever is healthy enough, tell them that they should fast, that no one should come the day sakana. But he says, you see, that was only Amidas Chasidus, that the Yerushalmi says that some people would fast 2 days Yom Kippur. Shulchan Aruch, they quote, those who fast 2 days Yom Kippur. Mikra Adin, nobody fasted those. Why not? I was a real sveker. And he says, no, it was never a real sveker the other. Even before they made the Luach Kavua, it was not a real Sveika Deraisa. Why? So then it's if claims it because Rav Shanim, Elul, will be Chaser. Rav Shanim Elul, Lamatzin Elul Miyubim. Moi says, V'yelach Lamatzil El Miyubim. So they had a right to go, Basa Rav Shanim. That was the Shaila, Balamor, at the end of Psochem, the Rif quotes some of the dinim of Svir Sa'imer at the end of the very last page in Psochem. So the Balamor has a few comments on it. So the Balamor is bothered with the Kasha. We start counting Svir Sa'imer in Mochas HaShabbos, the night following the first day Pesach. So we have a Sveka Diyama. We act as if you don't know whether the first day Pesach is the first day or the second day. So how come we don't count double Svir? The first night you count today is the first night. The second night you count today is either the first night or the second night. Second night you should count today is either the second night or the first night. You should keep on counting two. And then you come Shavuos, you have 2 days. So the first night of Shavuos, you say, today may be the 49th day of Svir, and tomorrow is going to be Shavuos. How come we don't count Sveka Diyama? So it's a whole discussion in the Balamor at the end of Psalm. So Reb Shimon Shkop quotes that he saw in the Sefer, he forgot where, a fantastic teretz. The Sefer is the Dvar Avram. That was a contemporary of his. He forgot where he saw it. So the Dvar Avram gives a fantastic teretz. He says, Sfira, you have to count the Vatoyas. If you're going to say today is either the 4th or the 5th day of Sfira Zaymer, then you're not Yotze. You killed it. Because the Gemara says, he quotes the Gemara in the first parak in Davov, in Babakam, in Bava Metzia, when you mafresh Maisa Behem, it has to be Asiri Vada Vela Asiri Sofek. If you're counting, you don't know whether this is the 8th Behem or the 9th Behem, you don't know if it's the 9th or the 10th. So then the whole sphere is not Chal. So just like you need Asiri Vada Vela Asiri Sofek, so by Sphere Zaymer also. So that's what the Dvar Avram says, they never introduced Sveka Diyoyman, Sphere Zaymer. Because then if you'll introduce a Sveka Diyoma, so you'll kill the whole Sri, you won't be able to anything. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't know that this was printed in the Dvar Avram. He said it over. He met the Dvar Avram. Dvar Avram used to go to Germany when he had vacation. He used to go to Potsdam. Apparently that was a city in Germany where there was a resort area. And he was related to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He writes, he quotes that he learned the Valojan, Dvar Avram learned the Valojan, and he was related to Rav Chaim Sher Psari Rav Chaim. And he has a letter in the Dvar Avram to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik's father. So Rav Soloveitchik's father encouraged him that when he was in the university in Berlin, he should go talk and learning with the Dvar Avram. So he told him over this Baal Peh. So Rav Soloveitchik said, how can it be that, you know, what they do when they had a real Sveka Diyama? I mean, they didn't count Sfira till the days of Abai Barabbah. They didn't count Sfira because it was a real Sveka Diyama. So he said the Dvar Avram was stunned. He didn't know what to answer. By the time he wrote the Sefer, though, he already answers the Kasha. He fudges a little bit. He gives some kind of an answer, why they did count. So according to the Nitziv, the Kasha, the Niskan Kasha, the Nitziv writes in the Herches Dover, in his footnote on his commentary on Chumash, at the end of Parsha Semor, so he says, there never was a real Sveka Diyoma. It wasn't a Sveka Deraisa L'chumra. They would have observed 2 days Yom Kippur. He says, even before they established the Luach Kavua, it wasn't really a sveka deraisa luchomer. It was either the rabbanon or a minik. So that's what Rashi interprets over here. Rashi interprets that these Rav Zeira and Rav Asi, all of these Amorim Rav, they lived before Abai Barova, and they had a machlokes after the days of Abai Barova that here Lashen established the luch. That's the famous machlokes Taisus in Iran, in Sukkah Dapnam Dalon and Beis. Tosis was led, and this led by the Loshon HaGemara, Yizor b'minig avsecha medechem. So Tosis understood the word minig means it's only a minig, it's not even a din. The Rabbanim still say a bracha. The Arai, they say a bracha on a minig, just like on Yantam Sheni. The Ran says, no, the word minig means a practice, it doesn't mean a minig, and this was the way they wrote the letter, but it's a takana de Rabban. So their machlekes is, how do you understand this line in the Gemara? After the takana is haluach kavua. And what about before they made the Luach Kavua? So Rashi learns our Gemara that is the Machlekes Rav and Rav Asi. When there was what we call a real Sveka Diyama, it was never a real Sveka Diyama because they had a right to go Basar Rav. Rav Shanim Elul is Chaser. Rav Shanim Adar HaSamach L'Nissen is Chaser. So they had a right to go Basar Rav. And when they were counting Sfira, also it wasn't the Sofik. They had the right to assume that the first day Pesach was really Pesach. The whole thing was only a Chumar. So that Gufa was a Rashi learned, that Gufa was a Machlokes. Before they made the Luach Kavua, was the observance of Yontem Sheni, Takana, the Rabbana, was in a minig, Lamai Nafkemina. So Rashi learns that 2 Nafkemina. So 1 Nafkemina is, does it lend itself to blend in to say Kedusha Achas? If you Mechuyiv Medina, let's say if you have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, and they both have no head to Rechel Nefesh, and it lends itself to say Yom HaRichta, so the Rambam says, you're right, it has to be a Yom HaRichta. Everybody agrees. when you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, we would like to say, whatever could blend in, you would like to say, but that's machlokes, can you say? So the maskana is, you cannot say Yom Arichta, and the Ramban explains why. Because the malacha is different. And Yom Tov is a nisam malacha savoida, and Shabbos is a nisam malacha, so it can blend in to be one. It's not that on Yom Tov, we have another heter. Basically the same isurim, and you have a different. No, it's basically a different is. Shaila is Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. So if they're both Medina, even if the first day is their Raisa, the second day is the Amana, but if they're both Medina, so it lends itself to say that they blend in together to be Yom Arichta. If one is a minig and one is a real din, so it doesn't blend in. It's like Nita Nahyamer. So you can't say that it's Yom Arichta. So Rashi learns that is the Kudas HaMachlokes. Was it a Takana, the Rabbanon, or was it a minig Shenoga Me'aleim? Elohim Asom Me'aleim Yisofim. And the other nafkamina Rashi learns is whether Yom Tov Sheni is a minig. Before the days of Abai Rabba was Yom Tov Sheni a minig, and Yom Tov Sheni was a takana de rabbanon. The other nafkamina is that we had a ganzes sugya in the Gemara, the davish of the minyan tzach min yinach al hatira. Whenever the chacham make a takana de rabbanon, and the reason for the takana no longer applies, so the takana still applies because that's the principle of leiplug rabbanon. They make a takana, so it applies under all circumstances. Even if you live in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply, takana still applies. So Rashi gives as a premise that klal davish of the minyan only applies if there was a minyan om the chacham le minyan. They made a takana de rabbanon. What if you have a minig? Amid the tzibur started a minig for a certain reason, so you have to observe minhagim. That's a gemara in the dorm daf tazov. A minig is binding mitam neder min the rabbanon, not min atar. Minig is binding gemara of the fairies. Balyachal min the rabbanon. So Rashi assumes that davar pashut, if you have a minig that started for a certain reason, you live in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply, the minig falls apart automatically. You don't need a minyan achal atir. You only need a minyan achal atira if it's a dovish of a minyan, a takana de rabbana. So Rashi learns that's the other nafkamina over here that the Gemara says. This nan kavasya de rab mistabra de stam rishana hem asim asul mshkil vakusim iskin shi shluchim yoitzim vila bot lukusim abdin and chad yaima. Why? Because it's not a dovish of a minyan. Why is it not a dovish of a minyan? Because it's only a minyan. That's what Rashi learns over here before. It's only a minyan. Remember, Rabbi Schwab Zechan Lurach used to be the rabbi here in Broya's community, so he said by certain kehillas in Europe they had a minig, in Hungary and in Germany they had a minig, they wouldn't eat chicken on Pesach, only flesh. Why? Because they used to feed the chickens, they used to feed the grain, and Tosfos quoted in Shulchan Aruch when they would cook the chicken, so they would sometimes see, there's a chita mulushalas. They would shech the chicken before all the grain was completely digested in the belly of the chicken. And they would cook the chicken. They would find that there was a kernel of grain that they cooked and it turned into chametz. Agantza shayla, shishim doesn't help on Pesach, chametz b'pesach is b'mashahu. So in order not to get involved in the whole esek, so they wouldn't eat chicken on Pesach. They would only eat flesh. Because flesh, you're not going to find, even if the animals eat kernels of grain, you're not going to find it. The stomach is a totally different part. The chicken is not so big, so they cooked the whole chicken together. So Rabbi Schwab said that even those who had such a minig in Europe don't have to observe it anymore. You don't need any hataras in the dorm because nobody today, all over the world, nobody feeds the chickens kernels of grain. It's too expensive. They feed them maize, corn on the cob. Corn on the cob is only kidney. So kidney is a bottle berot. You don't need chishman. There's no mashu. So he said a davar pashut like that. Whenever you have a minig that was introduced for a certain reason, and the whole time a minig doesn't apply in a certain generation, so the minig falls apart automatically. That's the premise that Rashi assumes over here. There's such a chuvas the Ramah also. The Ramah writes beferish like that. There are other cases like that, but you have minhagim, and the minhagim were introduced for a certain reason, and they never had a minyan achalat tiro. Just in later generation, the minhagim just fell apart me'alem. The whole reason didn't apply, so the minhagim fell apart by themselves. So this is how Rashi reads the whole sugya. This was the machlokes Rabba Rabasi, where the Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golias Bisman Shekitchal Piharia, before the Takana de Rabbana, was never really a sveka de Raisa Luchomer. That's how the Netziv points out in the Herchev Dover, in his commentary in Chumash and Parsha Samor. So what was it originally? Was it the Rabbana or was it a minik? So Rashi learns that is the machlokes with the two nafkeminas. If it's a minig, so it doesn't lend itself to blend in together. One is a din, one is a minig, doesn't lend itself, so you have to say shtei kedushas. And if it's a real din, even though one is derais and one is darabonim, but they're both medina, so that lends itself to say kedusha achas, then you should say kedusha achas. And the other nafkamina is whether davar should be minyan. Davar should be minyan only applies when you're dealing with a real takana derabonim or din derais. The Gemara said davar should be minyan applies on the level of derais. When the Rabbanu Shlomo said al tikshu alisha, so you needed a minyan achal hatira. This is some fantastic sugya. It's a very mechudish dik idea. I always thought like the Miri, that the whole concept of kedusha achas is only in a chumer mederabana. On the level of the Rashi, it doesn't make any sense. But the Rashi in Psochem Mamvav is Zaymit Keneged. So the Achranim said Rashi never meant it, but the Mochama says that Rashi did mean it. Chamas writes that Rashi, according to the way Rashi writes that the reason where Rav Chisda holds that Tzoche Shabbos Anzal Miyanta, because it's Kedusha Achas. So there's no question, of course, we don't pass like Rav Chizda, of course, we pass like Rabba, that the reason why it's Mutter is Hoyle. There's a Tesis on base on the base, but Tesis discusses, where was that Tesis? The Tesis discusses, Afilu Lidida Nicha. Tesis on base, the Imam Aska, the Hoyle by Yamashishi. The Tesis says, what do you mean afil ledidan? So there's a machlek in Sachrenim, how to read the Torah. Ledidan means that we don't pass in hoyel. Tosis thinks that we pass in like Rav Chisda, Tzoche Shabbos Anzal Miyanta. Afil ledidan means no, the Baalei HaTos lived in tiny little villages. Sometimes they write, Tosis in Arabic writes, there was only one Jewish family in the whole city. The city had a wall around it. And the din is you don't even need an Erev Echatzer. You don't have to rent for the Nochem. If there's only one Jewish family in the whole city has a wall. The whole area is a Rishus HaYochid. And if HaKonish Shleim HaMelech, that you have to rent for the Nochem, you don't have to have Schiris Rishus. So that's what Tosfos says. Afil Ledidan. What do you mean? They cooked so much food on Yontif that they're going to eat it for the next 5 weeks. So how can you say Mikloch Chazalei? There are no other Jews in the city. No one's going to come. That's what Taisa Man Afil Lididan. We live in tiny villages. There are no orchim that it's not possible to eat up all the food. So that's a machlokes Sachrenim, how to read the Taisis. But the Taisis is paskening like Rav Chisda. Lididan means we don't accept toil. Oh, no, we do accept toil, but there are no orchim. We live in tiny villages. Nothing to discuss. The Magen Avraham writes, the Magen Avraham lived in the city Kalash. So he writes that the meaning in his city was before he came on the scene. Meaning his city was that whenever you make an Erev Tavshilin, there would always be Makabel Shabbos early. Right after Plag HaMincha. What's the connection? So he says, they would make an Erev Tavshilin before. Then they would put up a kettle of water, they put up the shon, put up food the last minute before the Baal HaBasta benches lift on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So you're doing a Malacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So what's the head to do the Malacha? So one pshat is Rav Chisda, Tzoche Shabbos Nasa B'yontav. The other sheet is, no, it's only mutter based on but if you put up a kettle of cold water a minute before you bench lecht, the cold water is not going to be, you did the melacha today, I'm putting it on top of the fire, but it's not going to be, you put up soup, you put up raw soup, or you put up a chow. It's not going to be ready to eat it today on the earth. It was only going to be ready tomorrow. So you can't say Hovi Mikloch M'chazele Hashtana M'chazele. The only heta you can rely on is Tzoche Shabbos Nasa B'yontav. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. Since there's a machlokes, whether we paskin, machlokes of Rishonim, whether we paskin like Rabbi, paskin like Rav Chisda. So the meaning in his city in Kalish was that whenever you make an Erev Tavshilin, you should put up the food, you should be Makabel Shabbos early as early as possible. So the women will have to bench licht as early as possible. So they have to put up the soup and have to put up the chon, have to put everything up early on Yontav, so it will be able, it'll get cooked sufficiently on Yontav that you could have theoretically eaten it on Yontav. They don't plan to eat it on Yontav, plan to eat it tonight on Shabbos or tomorrow morning. But still, they put it up on the fire so early, and the day on Yontav as early as possible before they bench licht, and they're going to bench licht right after the plag amincha. So even if you hold that Tzoche Shabbos, not Nasam Yontav, you hold from Hoyle, they would have Hoyle. Fancy sugi.